Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus said what? Help me out. Have faith in God. Now, Galatians says that faith works by love. Other translations say it works through love. Faith works by love. Faith works through love. And so the enemy knows this. So he goes for that. And it begins by questioning. Did God say? What? Okay, we know the rest of the story. What's the enemy doing? He's trying to set this up to get them to do what? To question. And then doubt, and then disobey. Who? Not a religion, not a set of tenets of beliefs or rules, a person. A person. Come on, can you see this? Look back in Genesis now. He said, has God said? Did God say? Has God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of all the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. There's no confusion here. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. The devil fathered, invented lying. If he's the father of it, that means it didn't exist before him. Now we in the world we live in, it's all around us, all we've known. People lie and deceive and trick. But there was a time when it didn't even exist. And there's going to be a time when he's removed. And it's going to be no more. But what's this about? Can he make them disobey God? No, he can't. He can't make you either. People say the devil made me do it. Not true. It's just not true. Back up. You shall not surely die. This is a direct assault on the character of the Almighty. It's impossible for God to lie. And yet, what is the enemy saying? What's he saying? What's he implying? That it's either just not true or it's partially not true, but still he's calling God a liar. You see, same thing. He's attributing his attributes to God and accusing God to them of doing what he's doing to them. Right now, can you see his subtlety? He's saying, God didn't tell you the whole thing. And he's the one doing the lying. But he's talking about lying and pointing to God. Yeah. You won't really die. You won't surely die. No. For God knows that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes will be opened. You'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. This is an attack on their faith in the person of God. The devil is called the accuser of the brethren. And in that same verse, it's talking about how he deceives the whole world. That's how he deceives, is through his lies, his accusations. He does it against you. He does it to people in your life against you. He does it against you about them. He lies to them about you. He lies to you about them. He lies to you about God. And there are millions on this planet who believe those lies. Where was God when you needed Him? You prayed your heart out. You did everything you knew to do. Where was God? Does He even exist? These are things from the enemy. He brings them. He'll bring them 100 times a day. And He's endeavoring to get you to question. When the disciples were in the boat with Jesus and the storm came up. Do you remember that? Storm came up. And Jesus is asleep in the back. Looks like He's just going to sleep right through the storm. I mean, the waves are pitching. Boats getting filled with water. Finally, they thought, we can't take this anymore. They went back and they shook Him and they said, Master, wake up, wake up. Don't you care that we perish? How would they say that? Don't you care? He got up. He spoke to the wind and to the waves.
That's right.
As the Son of God. As a man. As a man. And then He said, peace, be still. And the wind quit blowing. And the waves calmed down. Then He turned to them and said, why are you so full of fear? How is it that you have no faith? Why would He say that? If He did that as God, as the Son of God, He shouldn't have said that to them. But if He did it as a man, and they could do something as men, then you begin to understand why He said it. Their absence of faith and being full of fear was connected to them questioning His care for them. Don't you care? Don't you care? This is the thing we've got to be on our watch for. Where is God? Does He care? If He cared, why didn't He help you out? You're crying, you're begging, you're doing everything you need to do. Where is He? Has God said? Well, why didn't He do it? Where is He? And friend, there's always going to be stuff we don't understand. But there's no excuse for questioning His love, questioning His character, questioning His faithfulness, questioning His truthfulness. When the enemy brought up that God might have told him something that wasn't right, what should have happened? Come on, help me. What should have happened? Man, Adam and Eve, Adam should have stepped up for one thing. Instead of sitting back there in the shade, I don't know what he was doing, but he ain't doing his job. Adam should have said, hold on. The Lord told me to keep this place. And this thing's getting out of hand. Right? Now, Eve, you got to quit listening to this guy. This is not right. No, we will not entertain the idea that God might have misled us or lied to us. No, I will not even entertain the idea. Oh, friend, if you'll do that, what if they'd have done it? We'd all be in the garden. With no curse. We can't throw rocks at them. All of us done the same thing they've done. But let's stop it. It moves me when I read this story. Look at it again in Genesis 3. When He said, your eyes will be opened. You'll be like gods. Knowing good and evil. He's saying, God's keeping back something good from you. He knows. That it didn't just say you'll be as gods. If you look at the other literal renderings, you'll be as God. You'll be like Him. And of course, that's His problem. He's the one who wanted to be Him. He's breathing His junk into them. And He's saying, no, you won't die, die. They didn't even know what dying was anyway. You won't die. God knows when you take of this marvelous thing here, your eyes are going to be open. You're going to see and know things just like Him. And the implication is, and He won't be over you in it. He won't be able to lord it over you. You won't be dependent on Him. You'll know everything He knows. And the sad thing is, they bought it. Verse 6, she saw the tree was good for food, lust of the flesh. It was pleasant to the eyes, lust of the eyes. Tree to be desired to make one wise, pride of life. She took it. She ate it. She gave to her husband. He ate it. And the sad thing is, they didn't trust God. They didn't trust Him. They listened to this rebellious liar and believed him over their Creator, their Father, who'd never lied to them, never done anything but good to them. How many have it in your heart, I don't want to do that. I don't ever want to do that. In life, I want to trust Him. In death, with my last breath, I want to trust Him. Come on, are you with me? Why should I not trust Him? Who can I trust more? Why should I not trust Him? What did Jesus say? Have faith in God. Like Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. He said, I'm not ashamed because I know in whom I believe. And the reason he'd use that word is because half a dozen times through the Scripture, it says nobody that trusted in Him will be made ashamed. Nobody who ever relied on Him and held to Him was disappointed because He didn't come through for them. You got to make up your mind that you're not going to be moved by what you see or don't see, feel, don't feel, what happens, what doesn't happen. You trust Him. Somebody say, I trust you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.